Welcome, everyone. We will wait just a few minutes until we have a quorum established.
Ashley, would you mind promoting Richard? I want to just ask him a question. Thank you.
I'm a panelist now.
Richard, hi, it's Nicole. I have a question for you. If we, af after maybe 5 or so minute more minutes, don't get a quorum, could we m move to suspend or amend our rules
We've got
and
Gary.
make, oh, we do? Oh, great. I was going to say make a
Gary's here.
quorum of, make us a quorum of those in attendance. Hold that thought. Sounds like we're good.
I was going to say that may come up later.
We'll crank. Yeah. We'll
I
thank you.
like
I thought
the
we were going to
conscript
contingency
you onto the
plan.
board, Richard.
Yeah, we might. Okay. So
You.
I'll go ahead and read a statement and then we'll get started.
Great.
Good afternoon, everyone. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We'll excuse our chair, Mike Ostemiller, today. Vice Chair Gary Harder is here. Nicole Caudle is here. And Tyler Aldiss is here. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you'd like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality and a staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to Nicole Caudle today to conduct our meeting.
Thank you. And Vice Chair Harder has asked that I act as chair today. So we'll go straight into it. The first item of business is review and approve the minutes of May 13th, 2025. I'll turn it to the board for comments or a motion, please.
Nicole, Gary, I make a motion that we accept the minutes from our previous meeting. Thank you.
Nicole, this is Tyler. I second that motion.
Great. It's been motioned and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any
Aye.
opposed? Hearing none, move that motion passes. We'll go to item number three, which is a presentation on the proposed budget. Paula Eldridge, please.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to share my screen. Okay, can you see that?
It's trying.
Okay,
There we
let's
go.
see.
We've got it. Oh.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Try one more time. It just takes a minute, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this year we are, or this meeting, we are going to present the final fiscal 26 budget. I wanted to just point out a couple of things. The property tax in right here is 2% of the values. These are the values as of the county records today. We were anticipating that they would be higher because of the development at the Sky Ridge PID, but they have stayed relatively flat. That's the reason for that number. I'd also like to point out we have sufficient funds set aside for debt service payment, which is this number right here. And we are anticipating about $121,000 $300,000 of pledged revenues to come into the PID to help pay future debt service. With that, I open it up to any questions.
Hey, to the board, any questions for Paula?
No questions, Madam Chair.
Great. Any discussion? If not, I'll ask for a motion.
Yes, this is Tyler. I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal year 25-26 budget as presented.
Madam Chair, I second that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Pause. Before we do that, we need to open a public hearing. I apologize. Yep. I had that flipped on my agenda. Sorry about in my mind, not on the agenda. So let's go ahead and open a public hearing. And if there's anyone that would like to comment on this budget, Ashley, if you see anyone with their hand raised, please recognize them now.
I don't see any hands raised among the attendees or the panelists.
Okay, very good. We'll close the public hearing. Now we'll go for a motion on item number 5, which is approval of the budget.
Madam Chair, this is Tyler. I make a motion we approve the budget item number 5.
Madam Chair, this is Gary. I second that.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Okay, we'll do just a very quick open and public meetings training, and I'm going to do that for us today. So we have a great presentation that Mitch does for us. As you know, we're required by state law to do this every year. I know that both of you have heard this before, both of the members of our board that are here and are familiar with this, so I'll just hit the highlights. As you know, a meeting is a gathering of a public body where a quorum is present. We have one of those today. We have to give public notice of that. And as you know, we have wonderful staff who handles that for us, ensures that we're making that public notification both on the public notice website and everywhere else that is required. So we make sure that we're all protected in that way and are very, very diligent about that. As you know, these meetings must be open to the public and available. We also have provisions both in state law and as adopted policy by MIDA that we can hold by MIDA and by the PIDs associated subsequent here, that we can hold these meetings electronically and facilitate that because we're all scattered so far and wide. So that is also permitted by state law. The public notices must be very particular, and we do take very careful care to do that, as you saw from the agendas. As you know, because these are to be open and public, you can only close these types of meetings and have discussion in closed meetings for very rare circumstances. And those specific reasons require, first of all, a vote of 2/3 of the quorum that are present. And they can be for things like professional competence or pending litigation or real estate transaction as governed by state law. We want to be always careful of predetermining an action. So typically we would not get together prior to these meetings and have discussion and make a decision about how we're going to vote. That it flies in the face of public meetings. And as we back up and talk about the policy for this, of course, the state legislature, as well as our board and this board, really do want to conduct all of the public's business and all public business in a transparent manner. And these rules and regulations help us to do that. When you talk about what is a meeting, we did have a slight clarification made to the law, not last year, but the year before with regards to a meeting. We often would get questions as lawyers on behalf of public bodies about social meetings, social gatherings, chance meetings, and if there were a quorum of us there, would that qualify as a meeting? State law was clarified to help us understand that is not a meeting and that we're okay to go ahead and do those types of things. And as long as we're not able to take action on any business, we're in good shape that way. As it deals with emails and texts, I know that we've talked about this and we'll talk about it again this year. It's important to remember that email, as we have group emails, although that's very rare, when we're giving notice of meetings and whatnot, we don't want to conduct business or have conversations as a board over that medium and or text. We're all welcome to text each other, offline and off system here, but texting about an item that's on the agenda or during a meeting would be inappropriate as well. And then, of course, as you can see here, there are penalties for that. Probably the most important penalty is that any formal action that we take can be undone. So it is really important that we follow open and public meetings. We're very diligent about that as staff. Our staff is very diligent. We've got our lawyers who are all experts in this field. And so we meet and exceed these requirements every time. And that's the training, unless there are questions from the board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's very comprehensive and I don't have any questions.
Hey, very good. Then, unless there's no other discussion from the board or any need for any other commentary, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion we adjourn the board meeting.
Okay, very good. I'll move that motion carries. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. Thanks to the staff.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
It's 2:11. We're adjourned.